Today, we'd like to see the title of In That Day in the book of Luke chapter 17, verses 20 up to 37. To online with people through MP3 or a YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verses 20 and 21, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. What do these mean, and how could we apply these to our life? Question 2, in verses 23 and 24, and they will say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shine to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. What do these mean? And how could we apply these to our life? Last question 3, in verse 37. And they answered and said to him, where, Lord? So Jesus said to them, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. What does it mean? And how can we live today? First of all, we want to see background. Last time, one of 10 former lepers healed by Jesus returned to Jesus in Luke chapter 17, verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. Then Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verse 19, and Jesus said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Unlike the other 9 lepers, either 9 non-believers or baby believers, the thankful and glorifying former leper, the Gentile, would have received from Jesus either the forgiveness of his sins for salvation or a spiritual rich life. The spiritual rich life is the spirit ruling life or the spirit led life. Verse 20. Now when Jesus was asked by the Pharisees, Jesus must have known the heart of the Pharisees at their question. Their question with the hypocrisy or craftiness or hostility, for example, Mark chapter 12, verse 15, shall we pay or shall we not pay? But Jesus, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, why do you test me? Bring me a penny that I may see it. Also, Luke chapter 20, verses 22 and 23, is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But he perceived, Jesus perceived their craftiness and said to them, why do you test me? And they misunderstood the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, for example, Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. So in light of, like this verse, Pharisees believe it, Messiah will come, destroy the Roman Empire, then establish the kingdom of the world or of the nations. Jesus answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So the kingdom of God is the kingdom ruled by God, or the kingdom let God first in heart and then on earth. The kingdom of God does not come with observation. That is, the kingdom is not established over the nations or the world by the Messiah who is coming and destroying Roman Empire without his suffering or crucifixion in verse 25 in this chapter with the outward show. Then verse 21, nor will they say, Lord here, or see here, or Lord there, or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. The announcement of see here, or see there, is not needed, because everyone who is ruled or led by God, that is upon faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of Christ, knows that the kingdom of God is within his heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? So the Christians know the kingdom of God in each heart, so nobody announcement is necessary, not necessary. Verse 22, then Jesus said to the disciple, the days will come, the days, or the last days near to that day, Jesus returns on earth and establishes the kingdom of God will come. For example, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. So one of the days of the Son of Man, that day Jesus returns on earth, and you will not see. You don't know that day, because only God the Father knows it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Then verse 23, and they will say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them, or do not go after announcers, or follow them. Because everybody sees that day, obviously, see the following, verse 24. Because Jesus is coming again like a fire, as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven. So, also the Son of Man will be in his day, or in that day when Jesus comes. So, everyone, Jesus will come again in the lightning. Everybody can see Jesus coming again. That on reference, cross-reference, Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be in that way. Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, supernatural lightning coming. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of God coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So everybody see that. So therefore, you don't need to follow announcers who say, look here, look there. Then verse 25, but first, before that day, Jesus returned on earth and established the kingdom of God, Jesus must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation, which means crucifixion by this generation. This shows the Pharisees' understanding the kingdom of God, which is misunderstanding without crucifixion. Jesus explained first, kingdom of God in your heart. But Pharisee did not believe Jesus as the Messiah at all. So, you know, first, disqualified to be born again Christian. Verse 26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. On that day, Jesus returns, many people live according to the flesh on normal days, as the people in Noah's day lived according to flesh, not according to the spirit on normal days, until that day of a flood suddenly came. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 7. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. So things of flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, or fleshly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind or flesh mind is enmity against God, enemy against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So here, the things of flesh. Verse 27, they ate. That's the things of flesh. They drank. They married wives. They were given in marriage until they. So normal daily life, they lived without obedience to God, not to enter the ark. Then Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. So here, obedient to Noah. Noah ruled by the Spirit of God, or Noah led by the Spirit. The flood came and destroyed them all. The day of a flood suddenly came, and they all were destroyed, except obedient Noah's family. Genesis chapter 7, verse 12. And the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 20, likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, likewise the people in Lot's day lived on normal days without obedience to God, but according to the flesh, not to go out of Sodom until the that day of destruction of Sodom suddenly came. Then verse 29, but on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone. Obedient to Lot, Lot ruled by the Spirit of God, or Lot led by the Spirit. So it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all, except obedient to Lot and the Lord's daughters. Genesis chapter 19, verses 24, 26. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So God overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Verse 30, even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. That day the Son of Man is coming again on earth, will come certainly. Verse 31, in that day, when Jesus returns and establishes the millennium kingdom on the earth, Matthew chapter 24, verse 29-31, immediately after the tribulation, great tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, enlightening. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. In detailed explanation, Book of Revelation, chapter 19, second part. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew chapter 25, verses 30-33. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep, the elect, from the goats, is non-elect, non-Christian. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then let him not turn back. So don't go back into the flesh. Verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife is go back to flesh, go back to the things of flesh. That's why. Then is verse 33. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it. Whoever seeks to save his life for himself will lose it. And whoever loses his life will preserve it. Whoever loses his life for Christ's sake will preserve his life. That is, mortify yourself. Take your calling daily and follow Jesus. Luke chapter 9, verses 23-24. Then Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, or to want to be a disciple, let him deny himself. You know, multiply yourself, lose your life, and take up his cross daily. His cross coming from God, God's calling, day by day, and follow me, Jesus' example for you. So Jesus himself is every Christian's hope, wherever position, wherever career, wherever calling. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save him. So here Luke explained in detail, for my sake, whoever loses his life for my sake will preserve it. So whoever seeks to save his life for his sake will lose it. Verse 34, I tell you, in that night there will be two men in one bed. The one will be taken and the other will be left. Taken meaning elected by God. The other will be left, not be elected. Romans chapter 8, verse 32-33. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies God's elect, born again creature. Two women will be grinding together. The one will be taken by God and the other left, not taken. Two men will be in the field. The one will be taken and the other left. The other will be taken upon faith, not work. So is verse 37. And they answered and said to him, where, Lord? Where is Lord? So Jesus said to them, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. As wherever the carcass, dead body, is, the eagles or vultures will come together to eat it. The days or the last days will come near to that day Jesus returns. How about today? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 2 to 6. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then certain destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should be overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others day, but let us watch and be sober. This meaning, we know the last day is near to that day because we are of lightness. Lightness is Jesus himself. We know that. But we don't know, you know, that day and our exact specific time, hour, because of that day, that is like a thief. It's only God the Father knows that. That one explaining here. Then is here. How about today? Today is one of the last days near to that day because Jesus explained Matthew chapter 24, verse 7 to 12. For nations will rise against the nation, the last days, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, but many area famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are beginning of sorrows. Then there will be deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. A lot of violence today. And will hate one another. So politicians hate each other. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. So they took out just only a partial of the Bible without consideration of a context, syntax. So they explaining itself is a conflict with all scripture too. So some kind of false prophet. And because lawlessness or violation of lawlessness, God's law will abound. And love of many will grow cold. So lukewarm Christian. Also 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 5. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, self-lovers, lovers of money, and boasters, proud, blasphemous, bad word against God, disobedient to the parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, or a bad word, without self-control, brutal, despised of good, traitors, headstrong, is stubborn, haughty, so arrogant, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. That meaning, faith not followed by work in the spirit. And from such people, turn away. That is here. So, be ready for that day. How? Jesus explained, a faithful and wise servant, or be a good, faithful servant. Love the needy people. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45 said, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Verse 50, The master of that servant will come on a day when he's not looking for him, and at an hour that he's not aware of it. Matthew 25, verses 1 and 2. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom, Jesus. Now, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. So we should be wiser servants. 21. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. 5 talents and 2 talents. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into joy over your Lord." Also, verse 40. And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, in as much as you did it to one of the least needy people of these, my brethren, you did it to me." So let's see each question. In verses 20, 21, now when Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you." What do these mean? Jesus knows Pharisees' heart is hypocrisy or craftiness, hostility. The Pharisees did not believe Jesus as a Messiah at all. So here, first the kingdom of God, the kingdom ruled by God, or the ruled by the Holy Spirit in heart. So here, therefore, no announcer is necessary, because believers know that the kingdom of God is in heart. Question 2, in verse 23-24, "And they will say to you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day." What do these mean? Jesus will come here, obviously in public, by lightning, flashes, under heaven. So everybody sees Jesus coming. So no announcer is necessary, because everybody sees that. So how would we apply these to our life? Our life, we know that is Jesus coming days, but we don't know the day, that hour, but therefore our heart, we should leave Jesus coming again any day, maybe tonight or tomorrow, any day. Now, that kind of life is needed. Question 3, in verse 37, "And they answered and said to him, 'Well, Lord.' So Jesus said to them, 'Wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together.'" What does it mean? So the days, or the last days, near to that day, when Jesus coming again, can be seen. So is that meaning? How can we live today? Today is one of the last days, because Jesus' explanation, last days, what happened? Hate each other, is earthquake come out, famine occurred. So in a lot of horrible things. Also, disciple Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, last day, they love themselves, they love money, they hated each other, is arrogant, in a kind thing. That happened, we are seeing today. So today is one of the last day near to that day. So how can we live today? We live there, we should be ready. Jesus gave an example, wiser and faithful and loving, servants. In that way, we should live that. So we'll see.